Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
On today's wrestling news, Vince McMahon is going to wrestle at WrestleMania 38.
Is the brand split coming to an end?
Cody Rhodes' move to WWE is still unclear.
And Kayla Sparks shows up on Rampage and SmackDown on the same bloody night.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers. I'm joined by Gareth Morgan and Salty Sea Dog to talk about all things wrestling. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of all today's stories. Subscribe to the channel and links to each story is in the description below. So click the timestamps and off you go. But first up, Vince McMahon is goddamn mental. I know that's probably not huge news right now to everyone. It's probably quite well known. But John Pollock of Post Wrestling are reporting that Vince McMahon is expected to be launching a program with Pat McAfee for a match at WrestleMania 38. Yeah, so multiple sources have like told them that Vince is kind of set for something to happen with him. It's most likely going to be billed as an official match, is what people are saying at the minute. And it's all coming to a head, I guess, or beginning at on Thursday on the Pat McAfee show, because Vince McMahon is going to be on Pat McAfee's podcast, obviously on his YouTube show. And that's where it's all expected to start kicking off. And then they're going to build to a match. It's Pat McAfee versus Vince goddamn McMahon at WrestleMania 38. Now, Brad Shepherd originally reported earlier this week that Vince was kind of considering some kind of return in the ring, but it wasn't official earlier on in the week. But Post Wrestling are now coming out and saying this is it. This is the path that they're going to be taking. Now, Vince McMahon is 76 years old. His last match was against Bret Hart back in 2010. He had a bit of a kind of brawl thing with CM Punk in 2012, but it wasn't like billed as an official match or anything like that. And obviously, he's done little bits and pieces here and there throughout the years, like Kevin Owens headbutting him springs to mind. And Pat McAfee has only ever wrestled twice. Obviously, he wrestled Adam Cole in that great match.
Oh my God, dog.
What do we do?
So yeah, Salty's not a Vince McMahon fan, it seems. So yeah, Pat McAfee hasn't wrestled twice in his career. Once in NXT against Adam Cole in that great match, obviously. Mm. And the other one was War Games, obviously. So now it's going to be his third ever match, and it's going to be against Vince McMahon at WrestleMania. And this is bonkers. It's absolutely mad.
Where do we even start with this, Phil? I mean, like, even just the appearance in isolation on the Pat McAfee show, I am doing backflips over. Because if you've seen the Brock Lesnar appearance that happened recently, that was just
smash the table.
Dynamite team. It was great because it was honest as well. He had Lesnar really just letting his guard down. And because Pat McAfee gives zero Fs, he just asks the questions that everyone really wants to know. He's very similar to like an Ariel Helwani, where he would just ask the things that people want to know. And because Lesnar was super honest, he was just like, yeah, here's what it is. And I think Vince McMahon will also be quite honest. But if they are going to use it as like a way to promote an angle, I like that because it kind of crosses over into pop culture. And then the fact that you've just got this guy who's in his mid-70s/late-70s popping up in a match at WrestleMania, the biggest WrestleMania probably ever at this point. That's what I'm going to go there. I'm going to put it out there. It's looking stacked if you have Stone Cold coming back and Ronda Rousey's coming back and the unification thing that we're going to talk about later on as well. It is looking huge. And Vince McMahon hasn't wrestled in a decade. And he's just going to pop up. And Salty, I'm sorry, Salty. I'd say his name. I'd say his name, Salty. God damn it.
He hates it.
had to say that guy's name. But yeah, it's looking ridiculous, this. And it shows just how much stock WWE have in Pat McAfee, that they've given him these spots. They've given him these places, like on SmackDown, he's one of the feature players now. You do feel like that. You feel like he always pops up and he serenades us, and he adds some real gloss to everything that he does. And now, in his third ever match, he's taking on The McMahon at WrestleMania. And if you've watched any of Pat McAfee's earlier work in NXT as well, he's bloody brilliant at this. He's taken to it so quickly and so just magnificently. I cannot wait. If this is a thing, if this is going to happen, I take all my money. I'm going to get in a plane and go and watch WrestleMania. There you go. You've heard it. It's just incredible.
It is absolutely ridiculous. I assume it's going to be just some kind of ridiculous ball when it happens. Obviously not some like amateur wrestling competition.
No, it will. No, it will, Phil. I've seen
it. Yeah, but no, you never know. Vince McMahon is mad enough. Yeah, this screams of, oh my God, we're not selling any WrestleMania tickets. Mm-hmm. I'm the biggest draw, damn it. I'll wrestle. Yeah. Like, I'm better than all of you idiots.
And it does show, because he's somebody who's quite openly come out recently and said that he just doesn't enjoy being on camera as much as he used to back in the day, whether that's true or not. He has said that in many conference calls and things like that. So it just shows, like you said, how desperate they are to get some bums in seats if he's literally going, you know what, screw it, I'm going to fight Pat McAfee. Yeah. And, well...
Although there's a lot of tickets you need to sell for this WrestleMania, because yeah, it's like a 100,000-seat stadium. I think they've sold about 50,000 for each night, so there's a lot more to go.
I don't know what's going to happen in the coming days, the coming weeks, but what we do know at this current moment is that a certain main event of Sunday is going to be Brock Lesnar against Roman Reigns. That was announced like overnight, technically in the UK, technically in the day in America. I don't know how time zones work, whatever. But that happened, and now, if you look in the fine print of this, if you look on WWE.com and the official website, it states that this match is now going to be winner-take-all, and even more, if you look at the little preview blurb thing underneath it, like these things are all gospel as we know in wrestling, it says, highly anticipated championship unification match on WrestleMania Sunday. Unification, that is the key word there. So whoever wins this match, not only is it going to be winner takes all, but those titles supposedly are going to be unified. They're going to be like merged into one. It's not going to be like Becky Lynch when she won it at the end of WrestleMania 35 and she just had two straps and she defended them separately and all the rest of it. No, these belts look like they're going to be combined into one. So we're going to have an undisputed champion, undisputed WWE World Universal Champion of the World in this dimension and the next and the universe. I think that's technically what it's going to be called. And that seems to suggest that we could be coming towards the end of a certain brand split. And obviously this brand split's been going since 2016, and like we've got the drafts and everything else, and it's USA against Fox and all that good stuff. But if you're just going to have one world champion going forward, sure, you could have them go from show to show and they'll feel like so much more of a big deal, and that title will feel so much more prestigious because it's not on every week and you can't compete for it left, right and center, like having two world titles on like one on each show. It feels a lot more just on its own, illustrious. But this also could mean that they're going to put everyone on both shows now going forward. It's not been confirmed, it's not 100% official, but it does feel like now more than ever we're heading down that direction. And I don't know how I feel about it. I like the idea of the brand split. I thought when it initially happened in 2016, great, look at all these new opportunities we're going to get for people who don't get TV time. It's not necessarily worked out that way over the years, as we know now. But if you put everyone on the same television, like, program twice a week, a lot of people are going to get lost in the shuffle, aren't they?
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's a weird one, this one, because, I think having the unification at the top and having the person move between the brands is probably the way to go for this. Like, reports from, like, ages ago, other USA and Fox quite like the brand split because they like having certain superstars on each channel. So it's like destination. If you want to see this person, you have to go to either Fox or USA. But they have completely slashed their roster recently quite a lot over the past couple of years. So they have a lot less depth to draw from for two completely separate rosters. So like the massive cynical part of me thinks that maybe if they were to merge these two rosters into like one show where everyone goes to both shows, kind of gives them an excuse to slash some more roster. which is not the best way of looking at it, but that's just the way that WWE makes my mind think at the minute. But personally, I don't want this to happen, I don't think. I think having a unified champion at the top that travels between the belts and then elevate the IC title and the US championship to be more of a specific brand belts, and then you can have more different people fighting over them, not have it get lost in the shuffle quite so much when there's also a world title championship on each brand. I think that's much more sort of the way to go with this. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I agree. 100%.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
But speaking of WWE and rumors, Cody Rhodes, obviously there's a lot of rumors about Cody Rhodes coming to WWE, but apparently it's still kind of unclear despite how many rumors are out there now. This is coming from Fightful Select, and they're reporting that there's kind of no hard evidence within WWE of whether Cody is going there or not yet. They say that word inside of WWE is very tentative, like people in the company are very careful to say, like, if Cody comes in whenever they're speaking of the situation. No one's heard any hard evidence of creative plans that have been put in place yet. And it's all kind of gone a little bit eerily quiet this past week, was the way they worded it. They still expect Cody to join, but like I say, there's just no hard evidence of whether that's actually going to happen or not. Fightful are also reporting that Cody and Tony Khan are still on friendly terms, so that relationship is still there in the background. But the only comments that Fightful Select have gotten from the Rhodes family themselves as well is quite funny. It's just that Cody is just a stay-at-home dad now, and that's it. And that their visit to Orlando was a birthday dinner and not a trip to the performance center. So obviously the Rhodes family are keeping quite shum about this. But yeah, it's all a little bit unclear inside of WWE, but the reports are that they still expect it to happen, but just no hard evidence yet. And you would imagine after, like, it's been just over a week now of the Cody rumors, you'd put something in place sooner rather than later to capitalize on the amount that people are talking about this on the internet. But then the other side of that is that it's WrestleMania season. Things are very busy within WWE right now. They've got their plans leading into WrestleMania. Perhaps Cody is just taking a bit of time for himself, and he will, like, appear, like, for example, on the Raw after WrestleMania or something like that, when sort of more of the sort of part-timer things are out of the way and Cody can be more of a focus of the show going forwards.
Yeah, I like the idea of that. I think that's probably the best solution right now. Or direction, let's say, for Cody, Cody Wayne's going to come in to WWE, because I think if he just pops up now, he could just get lost in the shuffle a little bit. Like, a lot of people maybe wanted him to pop up, like, next to The Miz and be in that thing with Rey Mysterio, but even then, it wouldn't feel as big as it could do coming into this post-Mania season where things do get infamously a little bit stale. So having Cody there just be like a nice shot in the arm for WWE. And I thought it was also interesting, I think I saw this online as well, last night, that Cody's comments, I think one of his only real comments on leaving. I don't know if he said it to the Wrestling Observer or something like that, but just double check, have a look out there. It is out there. And he said Cody likened leaving AEW just to leaving the territory, like his dad would have done back in the day. It was just the time to leave the territory. So again, it just looks like he's harboring no hard feelings for AEW. Tony Khan, like you said, they're still on good terms, and he's just looking at his options. Now it was just the right time. He just felt like he needed to go. And I think this is, it screams of WWE and the Rhodes family just playing the cards close to the chest a little bit. Like, there's been all this buzz, and they're just going, no, let's just focus on the other stuff. There's WrestleMania happening, just focus on all that. And then this will be like a sucker punch of sorts on the Raw after WrestleMania. It'll be a big shock surprise again when he does pop up. They'll quiet it all down, and it'll be a big explosion. And I can't wait for it. I think we need that. We need a big Raw Indeed. After WrestleMania surprise, because for the last couple of years, they've not really delivered, have they? Let's be honest. Like, they've not been the greatest
Raws. Yeah, they've not been the best shows.
No, and they build them as this massive super thing now, and it's like, no, in the old days when you didn't build them and something happened, that's where you got the moniker from. Now you've taking the moniker and ran with it, you're not doing anything with it. So let's just change that this year. Okay, let's make a big deal out of it again. But speaking of a big deal, a huge big deal happened last night, because we had, in what was only, I think it was like the second time it's ever happened, maybe, perhaps, let me know if I'm wrong about this, but we had a wrestler, a star, a performer, show up on both Rampage and SmackDown. So they showed up on AEW and WWE on the same night. This was Kayla Spark. She's obviously an independent talent. And if you were watching Friday Night SmackDown on Fox, she was in the front row, and she got kissed by Los Lotarios, Angel Garza, and Humberto Carrillo. They did their kiss cam thing, and she was in the middle, and she was like, yeah, this is great. She obviously wasn't planted at all, but she was there just getting smooched. And then on Rampage, which was obviously taped when Dynamite happened on Wednesday, she was having a match with Serena Deeb in the 5-minute rookie challenge. She got battered because it's Serena Deeb. It's what she does to people. But this is really cool. This is in my research anyway, from what I've seen. Obviously, I may be wrong, but I believe this may have only happened once before, like properly, where Kelsey Heather was one of Bobby Lashley's ladies on the same night that she wrestled Layla Hirsch on Dark Elevation. So it wasn't technically like a fully televised thing like Rampage or Dynamite. It was still like YouTube, but it still technically counts. It was at AEW and WWE on the same night. And it's interesting. Like, Sparks herself has been on AEW television a few times already. She's battled against like Thunder Rosa and Rio on, I believe that was Dark Elevation again. And it's just a cool little thing to have like on your CV, that she's wrestled on WWE and AEW in the same night. Look at that. All the exposure. Everyone's going to be signing her up for appearances going forward. I hope so.
Good stuff. Fun little tidbit. I like these little weird little tidbits of information. It's good stuff. But we finished today with the Twitter questions, of course. And the first one comes from Dan Risk, who says, morning, Phil. Who would be on your Mount Rushmore of NXT, one for males and one for females?
Ooh, that's a good one. Oh, I like that. Ooh, right. Von Wagner. I think it's important not to just go entirely into the old era. I know the old, like the legendary era of NXT is the big one that everyone really loves and respects. And obviously, I'm going to put a few people on that. But I'm going to put Bron Breakker on there right now, currently. And that might be controversial, but I really like him. I like the way he's being presented. He's one of the few shining lights on 2.0 right now. So he's going to go on there. Gargano's there. I'm going to put Johnny on there. Johnny Gargano. And then it gets really tough because I just don't want to miss out eras. Like Adam Cole, I put on there. Longest reign NXT champion ever. And then I know I'm losing a lot of people, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to put Finn Balor on there. But Phil, you're probably going to like take up the rest for the males one. Maybe you can do an alternate one, and it'd just be completely fine. For the women, I go Io Shirai, I go Rhea Ripley, Shayna Baszler, and now it gets tough again. Because then I've got the four horsewomen. Like, do you know what I mean? Who do I choose out of that? I'm putting them all in. Ha!
Yeah.
They're all going to go on one head.
That's not how this works.
Yeah, it does. It's an alien monster. Charlotte Flair. Nah.
Fair. I will go for the women. I think, like, I mean, I want to just say the four horsewomen and just leave it at that for the women, because they did kind of kickstart it off, but that's just really unfair to Paige. It's unfair to Emma.
Paige!
It's definitely unfair to Asuka.
Oh!
Asuka, Io Shirai.
It's just hard,
but I'm going to go with the four horsewomen.
Mandy Rose. What?
Yeah. Definitely.
And
for the guys, I'm going to go with Johnny Gargano, 100%, obviously.
Yeah.
Adam Cole, you kind of have to. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go back. Then it gets really difficult. And I'm going to go with Oh, who am I going to go
with? Do you know what I mean? It's tough.
Changing my mind as I'm reading it out.
It's really tough.
I was going to go with Sami Zayn, but we didn't have it like long enough.
Seth Rollins.
And KO as well, Kevin Owens. Seth Rollins, he's the first champion. Pac.
You with Pac.
Tricky.
You said I'm Joe? Go. Samoa Joe?
Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn,
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe. Why not?
Oh, it's tough. It's
a difficult one.
Let us know about them in the comment section, because that's tough.
Give
that
us all your NXT specific marshmallows. The next question comes from Eddie Zamory, who says, with The Undertaker being the first into the Hall of Fame this year, what is your favourite match and moment from his career?
Undertaker versus Heidenreich. I don't even know what it... No, I'm joking. I really like his last ever undefeated match at WrestleMania, which was the CM Punk one. I thought it was brilliant. I loved it. I went back and watched a few little parts of
it
recently. You were there. Of course you were, Phil. Of course you were. You're always there for the memorable moments. And it's just one of them where it really felt like there was a chink in his armour that night. Like, because Punk and Heyman had got in his head and they were using the urn against him. And it felt like the first real inkling of that vulnerable Undertaker coming into the Brock Lesnar match the year after, and I really enjoyed it, and I thought Punk looked great, and that was my match of the night at that WrestleMania. So yeah, I really like that one.
Fair enough. I am going to go all the way back to King of the Ring 98 and Mankind and the Hell in a Cell, because you just can't get more in terms of moments as well as matches. You can't get more iconic and everlasting than that, really. It's probably the most replayed thing that's ever happened in WWE, and it's absolutely incredible and still ludicrous even to this day.
And if you want to see just the sheer longevity of the man, look at the fact that we just chose two moments that are about two decades apart. So it's madness.
Absolutely crazy. And the final question of the day comes from to Mr. and Mrs. Mark, a son called Dave. Who says, morning, Phoebe and I have a question. Who has the best facial expressions in wrestling today? And then Phoebe's there doing her best Mick Foley impression, it seems.
It's great. Oh, this is tough. This is really tough. I love Ricky Starks. I think for the uber... I won't say hammy, but he's super expressive in what he does, and he's really good at it. But then for the more subtle style of work, maybe towards like more of a Bret Hart or something like that, look at Bryan Danielson. He's so brilliant in just pulling out a feeling towards him of either he's just a malevolent son of a gun or somebody that you really want to root for, and he never overdoes it, never hams it up. It's just in what he does, in his eyes, his intention, he's just so subtle and so convincing. So Bryan Danielson in there as well.
Fair enough for me. Paul Heyman jumps in there straight away. He has such a ridiculously rubbery face. It's just absolutely incredible. Vince McMahon was always absolutely incredible at facial expressions as well. So I'm very much looking forward to this with Pat McAfee at bloody WrestleMania. Insane. But I am also just going to give Brock Lesnar a shout out, because he's incredible.
Big boy.
He's very,
big
very, boy. Very good at this.
It was with the day. Yeah, okay. That's a good one. That's a good one.
And especially now with Farmer Buck kind of not giving a crap and just doing whatever he wants. He's great. I love his facial expressions. He's brilliant.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I can't argue with that.
But to finish off, a huge shout out to Peebnut Bubba on Twitter, who, after me and Andy were on the news yesterday talking about The Fiend getting an OnlyFans, drew this incredible picture of The Fiend pole dancing, and has also sent a question just saying, what's the next Fiend drawing you want? So anything spring to mind?
I want The Fiend on the top of the ladder at Revolution being a surprise entrant, The Fiend of the Revolution doing obscene things with the ring.
Lovely. The first thing that sprung to my head, I don't know why, is, I mean, you look at the best versions of people, and right now, Brock Lesnar, the best version of Brock Lesnar is Farmer Brock Lesnar, so I kind of just want a Farmer Fiend.
Wow. You went very PG there, Phil. That's very good. No, I'd like to see that as well.
And that is today's wrestling news. Thank you very much for joining us. Make sure you do comment down below what you think of all today's stories and what your NXT Mount Rushmore's would be, and what you think of crazy old Vince McMahon getting back in the ring at 76 years of age. Subscribe to the channel too, and like the video. That's also a thing that you do. And go watch loads more videos, because that's also a thing that you do. And then go follow us on Twitter, because that's also a thing you can do. You can follow me at Phil My Chambers, and you can follow Garrett
at GMorgan0Fiend4.
You can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Thank you very much for joining us, and have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.